Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I am your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. It's been a long time since I played basketball. I haven't played basketball in a long, long, long time. Yeah, I watch it on TV. I may even go to a few games. I break down the tape, study the tape, and just look at the tape because I like watching basketball. All of those things. But far as playing the game, I don't play the game anymore. I stopped playing the game, and I have an extremely legit reason why. I have a valid reason why I stopped playing the game. No, I didn't stop playing the game because of an injury. No. I didn't stop playing the game because I'm no good. I didn't stop playing the game because my greatness is no longer great and I'm somewhere around the mediocre level. I'm something like a mediocre player. No, none of that. In fact, I don't even think that I will take a vote on that. I don't think I'm going to pass out cards or put up a voting section or a voting booth or something and have people vote either online or in person or on the interwebs. I don't think there's any need for that. And no, I'm not going to prove my game by playing maybe a game or one-on-one and having it recorded and putting it up on the interwebs. Nah, not gonna do all of that. So we're just gonna go with that's not the reason. That is not the reason why I don't play anymore. How about this? How about I just tell you the reason why I don't play anymore? It's good. So we can get those bad thoughts. In fact, it was only about 25% of you with those thoughts that I stopped playing because I wasn't a great player. Yeah. Don't forget, mind reading game, strong. Don't forget, we communicate nonverbal. So even when you didn't want to communicate this with me, I read your mind because my mind reading game is so, so strong. Thank you, drivers. Thank you, drivers. It's none of that, though. It is none of that. The reason why I haven't played this basketball, the reason I haven't played basketball in a long time is because the last time I played basketball, this incident happened to me, and I don't want this incident to happen to me again. So I'm not playing basketball unless I can get guaranteed that this incident is not going to happen to me again, unless I can get some kind of guarantee and I can sign some kind of contract saying if this happens, I'm good to go. If this happens, it's not going to happen. Don't worry. If I can get some kind of guarantee, 100% or maybe 1,000, depending on who you are, 100, 1,000, to each his own. If I can get that guarantee, I start playing again. If I can get that guarantee, I'll just start pointing to the sky. Throw me the lob, son. Throw it up there. How high? Doesn't matter. I'm going to go get it because I'm a go-getter. I'll do that again. I'll be that guy. I'll be who I am. I would be that live wire on the court that I always been, that I always will be. Yet, I'm not going to be that live wire on the court anymore because I'm not going to be on the court playing anymore. Because the last time I played the basketball, the last time I played this game, I broke my phone. I broke my cell phone. And see, I broke my celly. Broke the celly, cell phone, telly, telephone. And see, that's the only time in my life that I've broken my cell phone. I've dropped my phone in snow and ran over it not once but twice, and it still worked the next day. I had to find it first after about an hour or so being buried in the snow from me running over it. when I did eventually was able to track my steps back and figure out what his phone was, yeah, it still worked the next day. It still worked the day after. It still worked from that time on. All the opportunities, all the times I've had to break a phone or could have broken a phone, it didn't happen. Except for when I played basketball. When I played the game of basketball, my cell phone broke. It's never broke until I played this game. Until I played that game that day, that sunny, sunny, sunny day, that sunny afternoon. That was the last time my cell phone broke. It was the first time my cell phone broke. And it's been the only time my cell phone broke. Therefore, let me see. I played basketball. Cell phone broke. I haven't played basketball. Cell phone has not. This is a hard decision. I know it's some fuzzy math. And I know out of all of those hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of times that I played basketball, it only broke that once. So maybe the odds are somewhere under 1%, or we can just round up to 1%. Yet, me not playing basketball, it's still at that zero. I think at zero is better than one when it comes to this. Zero is better than one when it comes to this. Once again, I know this is fuzzy math, but my fuzzy math have kept me with a non-broken cell phone. My fuzzy math have kept me from dropping and having to pick up my cell phone. And wow, look at this. My screen's broken. Uh-oh, my phone doesn't work. Dropped it. Oh, nope. It's donezo. However, playing this game of basketball, playing the basketball on the basketball court, dropping my cell phone, yeah, I was not so lucky as in not playing basketball and dropping my cell phone and not having it break. Because when I was on the court, went to the court, we confirmed that we were going to go to the court that day. So we decided to go to the court, and it was definitely not around noon because nobody plays basketball outside at noon. Nobody. Not the good people. Not the people that can play. You're going to play in the afternoon when the sun's about to go down or the sun's going down. You go to the court and you ready. You go to the court. You got your ball. You are ready to go, as in ready to play. Got to be ready to go too, depending on who you are. Depending on who you are. So I'm there. We there. Game's going on. And no, I didn't have the wherewithal of taking my cell phone out of my pocket the first time. The first game I played. Nah, it just didn't come to my mind. Just didn't come to mind. And so when I went up for like did a little shake and bake, like and then went up for the layup, cell phone kind of like was slipping out and boom, it slipped out and it dropped. Cell phone slipped out and it dropped on the concrete jungle. It dropped on the concrete jungle. And the thing about the cell phone dropping this time, and the reason you can sense that I'm not too concerned or too upset right now, because like I say, for whatever reason, I can drop it and it's still good to go. I can drop it and usually it'll still function. Usually it'll still work. Usually I can still use the cell phone and do what I need to do as far as make calls, read emails. Yeah, read emails. Wink, wink. Okay, maybe not read emails. And just do things on the phone. But I dropped it. Picked it up. I was like, oh, okay, it's fine. Heart wasn't racing. I was just, all right, it's fine. You can say I got a little cocky with it. You can say that I was just puffing my chest out like, it's fine. It'll be all right. But this time though, I did, I did think this out. This time I was thinking, I was like, I don't want this to happen again. So I'm going to put it somewhere safe. I'm going to put it somewhere safe. I'm going to put it somewhere out of the way where it'll be fine. It'll be okay. And see, this was me logically thinking this out, but my gut feeling was telling me that, oh, anyway, this doesn't seem right. This doesn't feel right. Maybe you shouldn't do that. You should do something else. You should try something else. This isn't going to work. This is not going to work whatsoever. Please don't do this. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I'm telling you, don't do this. You're going to regret it. You will regret this. Don't do it. And so there is that going on, but we know who won out at that time. We know who won out at that time. But if you would ask me today, if you ask me now who went out, just communicated with you nonverbal, and we know who went out now. We would know who went out today. But then, that time, that game, on that court, we know who won out. And so I'm thinking this, I was like, where can I put this cell phone and put it somewhere safe? So I decided to put it under the goal, like on the ground outside, like under the, not necessarily like directly under the rim, but you know, like behind the goal on the ground. Yeah, and don't just say, why didn't you put it in the stands? Why didn't you put it in the stands? Because there was no stands to put it in. If there was some stands to put it in, there was some like seats that I can put it on, I would have put it on the seats. I would put it on the stands. I'm not that big of a mouth breather. In fact, I'm not a mouth breather anyway. I'm trying to become a mouth breather. I'm trying to become the supreme leader of the mouth breathers. And that didn't sound right. But I'm just trying to become the leader of the mouth breathers. And I'm running the campaign. Now, that sounds better. But I know didn't have anything else to put it on. So that's where I put it at. I put it there. Yeah. Hindsight 2020. Now I know it was a big mistake. Now I know I shouldn't have done that. But yet my intuition was telling me, don't do it. It was warning me. But I wasn't listening to my intuition then. So chill. Sit back. Enjoy. Listen. Don't make the same mistake I did. Don't get cocky. Don't pop your chest out. Don't pop your chest out. Don't pop your chest out. Don't do it. So I said it there. And it was okay. Nobody really came close to destroying it. No one really came close to making it do things that it doesn't want to do, like bend, break, and what have you. However, there was this one play that was going to decide the game. And everything just broke down in slow motion for me. I made eye contact with the person who had the ball. I'm out on the wing, then the middle, and then I'm about to go backdoor. This guy overplaying me on the top. I'm pretending like I'm about to go set a pick, and then I fake the pick, and then I just roll off of it, and I just go backdoor. And then he hit me with the ball, like, ooh, I catch it. Get my little two steps in, and then I'm laying it up off the rim. And while I'm laying it up off the rim, hitting the backboard and stuff, my momentum of going back door, my momentum of my two steps, my momentum of going that direction, it took me a little too far. It took me so far that it was just too difficult for me to stop. And my momentum was still just carrying me off the court. So I just couldn't just stop. And so I just took another, after I came down from slapping a backboard, I would end up taking another step. And then I took another step. And that next step. Yeah, you know where I'm going with this. That next step was on top of my cell phone. And then my foot just slid with the phone. So I did a split too. So it wasn't enough for me to just come down and have my foot just smash my cell phone. I had to do a split too. It was like, I'm going to teach you a lesson. It's like, oh, you remember your intuition told you don't do this? Well, you're going to learn today. You remember your intuition told you, this don't feel right? Well, you're going to remember this. You remember your intuition was telling you the maybe you should rethink this. Maybe you should not do this and try again. Well, from now on, you gonna know. From now on, you gonna know. And so smashing my foot into the cell phone, that just wasn't enough. I had to do a full split too because my foot just slammed down on the cell phone. My left foot just slammed down on the cell phone and it just kind of slid out while my right foot was just like, ooh, and I just did the split. I did the split. And the thing about this, I guess would have been cool. I guess would have been okay. I guess would have been fun or funny. Funny, haha, not funny, hee hee. If I could actually do a split. Like I'll just like, if I could have played it off. I could have played it off. I could have played this off if I were able to do split. If I was able to do the split. Cause I did whoosh, whoosh, did my little back door, two steps, slap the backboard, boom, and then come down on top of my cell phone with my left foot and just slide out and do a split. And then I could just pop back up and I could have just like went down with a split again, pop back up and just went down with a split again. And was like, oh, this is how we do it. This is how we end the game. Who got next? Who got next? And then I could hop back up and just gave him the crazy eye and like, who got next? But Vince, you broke your cell phone. I meant to do that. I meant to do that. Now who wanna go now? Who wanna go? Anybody else concerned about my cell phone? Or are you concerned about playing this game and getting beat? I could have came with all that. I could have played it off like that if I could have did a split. Or if I knew how to do splits. But I didn't. I didn't do any of that. I just imagined if I could do a split, that's the way it would have happened. That's the way it would have happened. But I couldn't do a split. And I can't do a split. And it didn't happen that way. My foot, left foot, came down and smashed into the cell phone. I did a split. I can't do splits. So now I'm in pain. Now I'm hurting. My cell phone broke, smashed, and I am in some pain. And on top of being in some pain, I think I improved my groin muscle. So now I can't even play anymore. I can't even play the game anymore. So now I got to take my cell phone, which is broken, home. Got to go home. Didn't drive, walk with a strained muscle. Yeah. Strained muscle, broke phone, got to go home. But I won the game. I can't play no more. I won the game, but I can't play no more. That's why that lesson learned. Me walking home that day, that pain, looking at that cell phone, knowing that I can't make no calls. I can't call somebody to come pick me up. But why didn't you ask somebody to take you home? I ain't asking nobody to take me home. I don't need the jokey jokes. I don't need to be reminded of what happened. I know what happened. I was there. I knew what happened. But the person that could come pick me up, they wasn't there. They don't know what's happened. What happened? I'm hurt. How'd you hurt yourself? I slipped. What you slip on? I just slipped. And that's the end of the story. That's it. They wasn't there. They don't know what else happened. But the people that's there taking me home, they was there. They know everything that happened. That's why I can't play basketball no more. That's why I don't play the game no more. That's why I don't play no more. You want to play some basketball? Yeah, I'm good. You sure? Nope. I need my cell phone with me. I need my phone with me. I can't play. But you got to leave this. Nope. Who leaves their phone at home when they go play ball? Exactly. You can lock it up. Nope. See, I'm traumatized. I am traumatized when it comes to playing basketball. But when it comes to watching NBA basketball, I am not traumatized. I can remember everything that happened. I was not born in the 90s. I was not born in 2000. I am not some just millennial who just make things up as they go along. Ooh, these games are bad. Ooh, these games are terrible. you know what? They've been bad. They've been terrible for a long time. Let's go back a year ago. Let's go back 10 years ago. Let's go back 20 years ago. Let's go back 30 years ago. Let's go back 40 years ago. Let's go back in time and look at all the historical documents and see, have there ever been any NBA dynasties? Have there ever been any NBA teams that we looked at and said, wow, they're going to keep winning until those players either grow old or can't play basketball anymore? Wait a minute. That team is going to keep winning until those guys can't play anymore. It happens. It happens. Teams have dynasty. Teams form dynasties. But as of late, somehow people forget about the NBA dynasties. As of late, somehow people just was born yesterday and was like, the NBA has got to be competitive. Every team has to have a shot to win. No, no, no. That's not how this works. That's not how the NBA works. That's not how basketball works. You have the best players situated on a team playing together. If these other teams can't get players that's comparable or better, they're not going to get it. They're not going to have a shot.
But what about any given Sunday? Or what about, why do they play?
There's not no any given Sunday. And yeah, they do play the game because maybe, just maybe, they might lose one. Or maybe, just maybe, they might lose two. But when in a series, you know, when you have to win X amount of games to advance or X amount of games to win, the cream rise to the top. The odds just aren't there for an inferior team to beat superior teams. That's not how this works. If you need a reminder, I'd suggest you start back at the beginning of the NBA till now. You're welcome.